in general, we're so much larger than we think we are, and we're so much more interconnected than we think we are. And I think our consciousness just bubbles up with possibilities.
Today we're talking with Jeffrey Mishlove. For 50 years, he's been the guy asking the questions. Over 1,500 interviews with everyone from psychonauts like Terence McKenna to the physicists who ran the government's classified psychic spy programs. In 1980, UC Berkeley awarded him a PhD in parapsychology, the only time an accredited American university has ever done that. He spent 10 years studying a man who claimed to control hurricanes with his mind. He won $500,000 from the Bigelow Institute for the best scientific case, that consciousness survives death. And we're going to get into all that. So going into sociology, everyone knows you as the parapsychology guy, but
yeah.
So sociology and then criminology.
That's right. The behaviorist model of human behavior and psychology was dominated by B.F. Skinner and behaviorism. I thought to myself, they're missing everything here. After years of struggle, as you mentioned, I achieved a doctoral degree, a unique individual interdisciplinary doctoral degree in parapsychology, the only one ever awarded to this day. 40 years later, I got the degree and I went to see my mentor. I went to visit Arthur Young.
The Bell helicopter, Arthur?
Yes.
Was your mentor?
Yes. 2,000 miles away. I'm in Berkeley, California, waking up from the most powerful dream of my life at 7:30 in the morning. In Wisconsin at 9:30 in the morning, my great uncle Harry, who was about 85 years old, had died at that moment. He came to me, he visited me, and took me along partway for the ride. I can never forget the experience. It was at that moment that I realized I can no longer pursue a career studying the negative side of human deviance. Ted Owens claimed he could do psychokinesis.
Okay, so moving things.
Moving things. He told many stories he had about things disappearing in his presence. And he thought of himself as, you know, the first person since Moses to be able to do these kinds of things.
Messianic figure.
He was. He claimed he could produce UFOs on demand. And there were examples.
I think Hynek had a point about Ted. There's something that scares me about him.
Yeah. He said, Jeffrey, this is the most important phone call you will ever receive. You've got to contact the U.S. government and tell them not to send up the next space shuttle.
Oh, no.
Because if they do, my UFOs are going to knock it out of the sky. And then it was about a month later when the Challenger exploded. Robert Bigelow is sponsoring a contest, Life After Death. And I thought to myself, well, there are a lot of smart people who will enter that competition. I think it was George Knapp was saying, who should enter your contest? And he said, well, people like Jeffrey Mishlove should enter, people who have been studying this their whole lives. What they wanted was an essay that would be as if you're taking a case to a jury in a courtroom. That had my criminology background.
What happened when you found out you won?
Well, I got a phone call, and they said Robert Bigelow would like to speak with you.